Now, we got an email in this week from a listener who says that he's good at his job but does disastrously at interviews and wants to know how he can do better. And here to help answer that question, Vincent Gribben joins me on the line from Flinua Careers. Vincent, hello and welcome.
Hi, Kate.
Thanks very much for joining us this evening.
No problem.
So I guess the first thing that we want to address here is how do people overcome nerves when it comes to a job interview?
Well, nerves are a constant companion for us all. I mean, even the Andy Morans and the Killian O'Connors of this world would have felt some degree of nervousness last Sunday week before the All-Ireland football final. But they were able to channel that nervousness into a positive result. The thing about job interviews is that good preparation helps to calm nerves and negate nerves. So most job interview candidates are nervous, but those who have done the work and prepared as best they can are the ones who get over their nerves quickly and get into their stride during the course of the interview. The problem is that if you prepared poorly, you're not really across the job and what's wanted from the successful candidate. That means that nerves can debilitate you very quickly on the day and you will start to flounder.
Okay. And what about, can people try too hard in interviews and not come across as genuine?
Oh, absolutely. That happens all the time. It sounds to me from this email that you received that this person might be trying to reach out to find some type of new language or style or delivery. But you need to be very careful with that. In the old days, we called it the telephone voice. Someone would put on a totally fake tone of voice and speak quite differently to how they would normally. The trick in interviews is to stay as close to your normal self as you possibly can. That's the style that's best, and it's the style that's most sustainable because you won't slip if you're talking normally. If you try to reinvent yourself and the way you talk, it'll cause you difficulty in a job interview, yes.
Okay, and how can people deal with feeling uncomfortable under the spotlight?
Yeah, the spotlight. I know what you're saying there. It's a perception I think people need to avoid. This is a job interview. It's not a one-sided thing. It's a two-sided thing. So what you need to do is aim for a knowledgeable conversation. You're not on Mastermind. You're not in the Cube. You're an adult. You're a walking, talking advertisement for yourself for this job. And that's what you need to remember. You need to engage in adult conversation. You need to ask questions. You need to make sure that everything is clear on the other side of the table. Talk it through. You're an interview candidate. You know, you're not up in court.
So this person says they're good at their job, but they just can't convey that.
This is important now, and we're really getting to the kernel of the argument here. The thing the other side of the table, i.e. the employer, needs to know is what you know best, which is your job, and that you are good at your job. So you need to highlight this fact and tell stories that show you're good at your job. People often don't like to talk about themselves in Ireland. Irish men are particularly bad at that. They say things like, ah, sure, everyone knows that, or that's not important. But the interview panel doesn't know that at all. So the job of persuading the interview panel is yours. You need to resolve to do it every time with real detail. Tell yourself you're good at your job. Demonstrate how you're good at your job with examples. But the key thing always, as I referenced in my first answer to you, is nerves. It's nerves. So and preparation. And the way you overcome the nerves is to prepare by going through the job spec, highlighting what it is clear the employer is looking for, and then demonstrating that you have that skill by showing examples from your current job and how good you are at it.
Okay, and just in relation to that, you say you need to sell yourself, but is there a way to do that without coming across as bragging or overconfident?
Look, it's a job interview. At the end of the day, you are there to promote yourself. You can do that in a humble, softly spoken way if you wish, but what you need to remember is that your job interview is a commercial about you. And people, I think Irish people in particular, need to get over the idea that I'm bragging or I'm a big mouth or I'm a boaster. But what they need to do is brag and boast. But if you do that in a subtle, clever, intelligent way, that is actually what the people on the other side of the table are looking for.
Okay, great. And is there any kind of cliches or like hiccups you should avoid?
There are lots of things you should avoid. I would avoid, there are lots of things you should avoid in a job interview, but I think the key thing to avoid is avoid being underprepared.
Okay, so preparation is key. Don't try too hard, stay true to yourself. Try to remember you're not actually in the spotlight and convey that you're good at your job. Don't be afraid to tell people that. That's what you're saying.
And prepare. If you don't, you plan to succeed, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Preparation is key. Vincent Graben from Slieneagh Careers, thanks very much for joining us today.